Hear the words now of Janet Yellen, the Treasury's secretary. Quote, "The situation is stabilizing." Today, Yellen told the American Bankers Association that the government is prepared to guarantee more bank deposits at more banks if needed. What's going on? Let's check our balance now with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Robin. Janet Yellen.
The banking crisis, the gift that just keeps on giving.
It is. Well, I'm searching for a metaphor here. Janet Yellen is trying to say everything's okay. Is that because we are all checking the building stone by stone, looking for something wobbly, looking for uncertainty?
Let's mix some more metaphors into this. What did we use so far? Yelling fire in a crowded movie theater, sticking your thumb in the dike, putting up a firewall, whatever you want to call it, contagion, brush fire. This is a problem. It's not a matter of the Fed and Treasury and FDIC writing, say, a $15, $20 trillion check to the banking system. It's about saying, relax, we have your back, without necessarily backstopping anyone else by name. Because as long as people don't move their money, the system will be fine. Now, that's easier said than done in the era of, yes, too big to fail banks or even bigger to fail, and Twitter, where any blue check mark, any crypto bro, any a hedge fund manager or private equity manager can yell fire in a crowded movie theater. So this is not an easy job.
And you don't even need the blue check mark to do that. Jamie Dimon is trying to lower our blood pressure too. The head of JP Morgan is heading this bank effort to rescue First Republic Bank, whose stock has nosedived. Now, First Republic is not what the pros call systemically important. So what's the point here? Continuing to calm whoever may be freaking out?
Well, I think you get good citizenship points. Let's not forget about what he did in 2008. He bought Bear Stearns for $2 a share and got that gorgeous building, that brand new building by Grand Central. And he has a legendary status. And people are saying, like, again, that this is echoing J. Pierpont Morgan in 1907, before the truly modern Fed, when the Treasury Secretary was feeble and tried to provide, I think, what, $25 million to depositors in New York. And Pierpont Morgan locked them all up in his brownstone or something and said, figure it out. And so you're going to get points coming out of this, not to mention the fact that JP Morgan Chase is such a beneficiary as the ultimate too big to fail bank. The money that is sluicing its way, it can turn around and profitably put to use. So, you know, he's talking his book here and it only helps him, and they're advising First Republic and they might acquire First Republic when all said and done.
Nothing like self-interest. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve quickly. It could this week, it's meaning today and tomorrow, keep raising interest rates because we still have inflation, or it could pause so volatility can kind of chill out. But either way, I'm already reading that banks are already getting stingier with car loans, with home loans. They don't trust you and me as much as they did.
Well, the Fed hiked how many times last year? Took rates up from, what, 0 to 4, 4.5%? Wasn't that what they intended? But right now you're in a bit of a contagion or perceived contagion. So can you walk and chew gum at the same time? There's another metaphor for you, Scott Tong. And yes, they want everybody focused on inflation again and not failing banks. And that's brutally hard to do when you control one interest rate.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.